Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. My name is Mike, also known as the Used Book Guy on YouTube, along with my friend and fellow full-time reseller, Johnny B. We help people start and grow their reselling businesses from the ground up. We also have a weekly Zoom call and private Discord for all YouTube members. Head on over to youtube.com/usedbookguy to join the channel and gain access to the full-length podcast, Zoom call, and private Discord today. Let's get into this week's episode.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Mike sitting next to Johnny over here. This is his topic, and it is an important one, and I think it is a line you have to tiptoe on, and I know he's not going to tiptoe because he doesn't tiptoe much. Are you even capable of tiptoeing?
No.
No. Tiptoeing is not the topic, but the topic is continuing your business when you are sick or injured, and this is why I love Amazon, right? Because we send our stuff away. So if we kind of front load the work and we know we're going on vacation, or, I mean, you really can't plan for getting injured or sick.
No.
But the idea that you don't have to pack and pick and list every single day is one of the huge benefits I see. And maybe that's why a lot of the older crowd, listen, don't get offended. I'm talking anybody that's like 30 plus. So me and Johnny are technically the older crowd. Maybe that's
Roll
why
then, Mike.
Yeah. Maybe that's why we enjoy Amazon a little bit more than, per se, you know, whatnot live streaming, or even, you know, eBay listings every single day. But there are things you can kind of do, and I'm sure you're going to get into that. But it's your topic. Why are we talking about this today, and what is your mindset on it?
Well, we're talking about this topic today because I threw up my back yesterday unloading stuff from a library. So that was fun, and I still finished my work. So, ha. What was the second part of your question?
I don't know. What's your mindset on it?
My mindset on it is the work always needs to get done. No excuses. I'm sorry. I learned that from Mr. Tech and Sports. Come hell or high water, you finish the job. I actually have done that before in previous, but he's a good man to quote because he's very quotable. So I like quoting him. Because my version would involve a lot of swear words, but we'll refrain from that for the time being. We'll probably get to that a little bit later. So to Amazon, it's harder to do if you got employees, right? Because you got to beat their bills. So if you got pneumonia and you're laid up for a month and you're living paycheck to paycheck, they still want to get paid if you want to continue to have them. So having some funds put away for that eventuality, because it will happen. You can't plan for it. You know it'll happen in the future, but you cannot pinpoint when. And also, if you got trucks on a schedule, if you're a bigger seller in Amazon land, yeah, definitely. In eBay land, it's getting your draft banks in. Like, I have drafts. I'm good for 2 months. I could stop listing right now and take a 2 month vacation outside of pulling and packing and putting the little launch button every morning. That's pretty much it. So you can get ahead of it for these eventualities that are unplanned. Nobody plans for these things. They just happen. I didn't plan to throw out my back yesterday. And to me, it makes your work life a lot easier. And what I see people do that are new or don't have experience is they try to say, you know what, I'll just do extra the next day. I'll try to make it up later this week. And what happens there is it's hard to do. It's not undoable, but you will be exhausted and it'll throw off the rest of your days for a little while till you get readjusted back to the status quo, or you'll fail and you'll feel, okay, now I got to make it up again. And it just compounds and compounds and you never catch up. So to me, if you can't catch up, you need to write it off and cut it as a loss, in my opinion, and say, okay, tomorrow I'm starting clean and we're just going to treat it as a regular day and move forward from there. You'll be better off than trying to play Mr. Catch-up or Miss Catch-up, because doing that is a hard task to do, and you may fail, honestly, because it's too much. If you stack on a full day of work and try to do 2 days of full work, well, there's not enough hours, frankly. Unless you're drinking Red Bull and playing the stay up all night game, and good luck to your next day, because you got to do the next day's work, right? In addition.
When I get sick, I have the man flu times like 30, Johnny, right? Like, I am the worst person to deal with. If I get a little scratch in my throat, Like, that is it for me. So I completely shut things down anymore. Now, back when I worked at CVS, they didn't care if you were sick, right? Like, if you're sick, you still got to be there. I'm the store manager. If somebody else is sick, I still got to be there, right? So, like, the luxury that you can have by planning ahead as a entrepreneur and being able to take time to kind of recover and heal. And dude, I do not put in no work anymore when I am sick. I literally will lay here, watch TV, drink tea, wrapped up in my blanket with a cat on my lap. There is no thought of work. And I think a lot of it comes from, the mentality of I always got to be doing something. I always got to be doing something. Well, like Johnny said, if you can't fully prepare because you don't know when you're going to get sick. You don't know when you're going to twist your back, right? There's things we can control in life, but financially and workload wise, you can give yourself a buffer of however long you want that to be, right? Johnny's got 2 months. Maybe you don't want to be as crazy as him. Maybe you want to have 1 month, or maybe you're the person that always gets sick and you want to have 3 months, 4 months. If you're prepared, I think you can easily, kind of get over that hurdle, even if you have employees, because if you have the draft bank in eBay land, you're still going to get sales. And your employees should at least be able to take the stuff to the post office for you. So it shouldn't be that huge of a headache when it comes down to it. And you should have contingency plans, right? Like, it's not like you hire somebody in for eBay just to do listing and they've never packed or shipped a single item. And if it does come to that, maybe just spend a day with them and while they pack and ship. So if you do get sick, they can easily hop in and kind of do that. But I'm shutting down, dude. If I'm sick or I'm hurt, like, that's it for me, man. I think this is going to sound cocky and I don't even care. I earned it, dude. I earned it to get to a point where I have the cash flow, the emergency funds, and the inventory levels where if I decide to take off Amazon for the next month, 2 months, my sales are going to be A-okay, right? Like, it's not just going to fall off a cliff. I'm still going to continue to get payouts and I can pick up where I kind of left off. But dude, working, I can't work when I'm sick because I'm the biggest baby. I just sit here and cry. And Deb's like, I'm going to throw you out the third floor window. And I'm like, yeah, I would probably do the same thing.
Yeah, I got a buddy like every other month, him and his wife, they take off for like 2 weeks. But they still continue to send package. They just have a guy come get one of the pre-boxes. Like you can make a bunch of shipments ahead of time and just drop one off a day while they're gone off in like Tahiti or Kuwait. They go to a lot of weird places. I think they're in Morocco right now. But that's what they do. They like to travel and they can still run an Amazon business while traveling. They do all the work in advance, work hard for 6 weeks, take 2 weeks off, and that's their lifestyle. So you can have that vacation lifestyle if that's your bag. And that's not even the sick or injured thing, but it applies very much to it is you could have the same mentality. Like you're always 2 weeks ahead if you have a certain box quota you're trying to meet on Amazon. Same with eBay, like I mentioned, the draft bank. And with today's mailing, you can actually have things scheduled pickup. Now, it gets dicey if they got a temp or something, and you may have to go in if they don't show up or do it wrong. But there's the convenience of if you go to the post office every day, guy or gal, you necessarily don't have to. You may have to pay a little extra for using UPS, like $4 a pickup, but that's whatever.
The problem is the people that get crushed by the cold or the injury, they have no, they got no plan, or it's like they're skirting the line of being caught up with everything they want to get done, right? So like I want to do five listings a day and I got no draft bank. And then all of a sudden you're sick and you still try to do the five listings a day. Well, they're probably going to be crappy listings and you're probably not going to get better anytime soon because your body needs rest and your business isn't going to appreciate the sore throat listings I'm about to throw up because I don't even want to do it, but you still feel like you got to do it. I think it's so important to be prepared for different things. And this is one that we can almost all of us can prepare for is being sick or getting hurt and having to take time away from the business while the business continues on in normal. There's no business can be like every day depends on me getting this work done for my business to survive, right? Like no business would ever survive that because guess what? Life happens. Might not be a cold, might not be an injury, could be anything, right? Could
Power
be.
goes out. You got a storm. I mean, unpredictable acts of nature.
But being sick, and I think getting injured is something we can prepare for like we do anything else. Now, if you're brand new, all right, it's a little tougher, right? You're brand new, you maybe
Got
don't have the
nothing to,
cash
yeah.
flow, you don't have the product, you don't have the relationships. But I mean, once you're past the 6 month mark, you should have some type of buffer in your business where you can say, okay, well, I'm sick today, and or I hurt my back, or I'm not feeling well, that you should be able to take the day off. And I suck at this. Like, Deb yells at me all the time, right? Like, dude, just relax. She'll tell me, cool your jets. You're going like a million miles a minute. You just need to take some time and like.
What's up, Amazon sellers? We wanted to take a second to talk about GoToLister, the software me and Johnny both use to list and manage our inventory and grow our businesses. With the fastest listing speeds out there and built-in profit analytics, it's a no-brainer. Easily and quickly have items available for sale using 2D barcodes and get more for your items with its built-in smart pricing. Make sure to check out the 30-day free trial at GoToLister.com/Mike or using the link in the description below.
It's weird. I don't know what it is. Like, I can't get it out of my head. And, like, honestly, I don't even go that hard, but my mind sometimes makes me want to go do like a million things. And I'm just like, she's like, you just need to take a day to yourself. And I'm like, I can't. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go nuts, right? Like, I'm going to go crazy. But on the back end, I got all this other shit going on, right? Like, it's not just the reselling, it's the YouTube, it's our group, it's the coaching calls I do. And sure, I signed up for all this. But I still can grow my business and plan accordingly, right? Like I took days off this week. Johnny got hurt. Like I was telling him, like I couldn't lift my left arm like above my elbow for like 2 days earlier this week. Is my business going to suffer? I mean, yeah, sure. I'm not going to send in 750 units like I did last week, but like I still got like shit that's got to go out the door today, right? And you know, you get it done. And even if you're the part-time person, you still can schedule out tasks, right? Like, don't wait one day to do everything, right? And I'm not doing 30 days of drafts in one day. Or I'm not like trying to prep, clean, do all the stuff in one single day. I think you can schedule around a lot of things in reselling that wind up sinking a lot of ships.
Yes, absolutely. And check it out. Here's my work schedule after these calls here or podcasts. My photographer is going to come in and he's not going to do photography. Because I do have, in addition to a draft bank, I have a photo bank. And I just looked, I got 21 days of listings beside me in addition to my draft bank. So I'm hurt. He doesn't need to do photos, but I need to get the work I need to be done. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be sitting in a chair and pointing, and he's going to do all the heavy lifting and all the things that I would normally do, because I don't need to hurt myself even further. I know this. I could, but I'm not going to. But again, it's preparing ahead. He's ahead on photos, just like I'm ahead on drafts. So when thing I can pivot my business accordingly if like, well, I'm hurt, so I don't, but I need the work to go on a little bit. Could I tell him to take the day off? Could I take the day off in addition? I have that option. I'm choosing not to. I'm well enough to sit in a chair and point, though. So that's what I'm gonna do. Because he's not sick or injured. He's a healthy, strapping young lad, and he's gonna work his butt off today. It's gonna be great. And I'm sure he'll appreciate time off of photos in addition to that. Another thing is, and we mentioned when you're starting off and you're new, you're going to fall into these traps. You're going to do everything we just said not to do. That's just the learning process. And then you're just going to hit yourself on the head and go, this is so stupid. There's a better way. And here's the thing you can do if you're laid up, be either injured or sick. Your brain doesn't turn off necessarily unless you're sleeping. So while you're there, maybe instead of watching TV, you know, all that free time to think about your business you don't get. Well, now's that time. So when I'm laying down, I'll have myself a little notepad and stuff and just think about my business improvements I can make, new ideas I want to do, and just read over them, maybe cross some things out, change some things up, or have a brand spanking new idea just because of this whole process. You have the think time, again, unless you're really ill or really injured and you're just unconscious more or less or sleeping. So your business can go on. It just goes on in a different way. And taking the time to analyze your business is so important. I don't think any business owner gets enough of that time because they're too busy trying to do everything else. They really are. But it is very vital because you can get in the stagnant. You're not really growing. You're just maintaining. And then eventually you're at a point where you don't have the cash flow anymore because expenses have gone up. So then you have to make the adjustments to your business at that point, but you can get ahead of it, just like all this other prep work we were mentioning. You can get ahead of that, and that requires you to think because you're the owner. That's your job. That is probably the number one thing you can do in your business.
I think what this kind of another thing it relates to, like you were saying, your friend that travels takes, 2 weeks off at a time. I think it is also important that you have this, I guess leeway kind of foreshadowing of work done, advanced work done. Because another thing that I hated at CVS, Johnny, was I would work, right? And then my 2 days off every week, it'd be miserable out. It's raining, it's crappy, right? So another thing I now appreciate being an entrepreneur and growing my business and having my processes in place is, well, Johnny, if it's going to be 75 degrees today and a beautiful day, I got the work done. I am taking the day off and I'm going to tell everybody in every store I go in, oh, it's so nice outside. Like they used to do to me at CVS when I'm stuck working a 13-hour shift, open to close. I think that also plays an important role because we can't just be like, you can't go 100% forever, right? You gotta enjoy reselling, or you're not gonna continue on with this. So for me, I like taking days off when it's nice out and being like, I'm walking to the ice cream shop, I'm getting me ice cream. The work will get done when it gets done. It's not like the sky is falling. I've built a business where it kind of runs itself besides me labeling and throwing stuff in a box every single week. I think that's also important is giving yourself time, right? Like we're talking about like sick, and I guess it kind of relates to mental health. If you feel like you're burnt out, it's okay to step back for a little bit, right? Especially if you have the runway to continue on, right? Johnny's just saying he just goes on if he wanted to, and he hits launch listing or whatever the hell, list your item like 10 times in the morning, and he could take the whole day to himself, and he could come back and do that for 60 days if he wanted to, right? I think that's super important to be able to have that because you got to enjoy this. And nobody's going to keep reselling and keep going at 1,000,000% if it's just a grind and it's beautiful out and you want to take the day to go for a walk, reset mentally, like that. You got to have that those type of days as well.
So, for those that are on, had the realization moment that we'll call it acceptance that, okay, they're right, but how do I do this? Fair question. It requires you to turn doing extra into the new normal. So, if you're doing five listings a day, I'm going to use listings here. Well, maybe you do seven every day, and that's your new normal every day. So, when you have a bad day, either for mental health, or family life issues, like death in the family kind of deal, or you're getting a divorce and whoa, take a step back for the business, you get sick, you get injured, doesn't matter. You're ahead of the game because you've been doing seven all this time. And this thing that came out of nowhere in life, either around you or on you directly, if you're sick or injured, you're prepared. You're prepared to take the necessary time off to deal with those circumstances when they do arise. But it's the mental shift. Like, I only need to do five. And it's real tempting. Like, you know what? I got my five. I really don't feel like doing two more listings. Whatever switch you need to have go off in your head to push yourself to do those last two every day on the normal days, you got to get through it. That's the hardest thing I see people struggle. And they usually go, you know what? I'll skip these two. You know what? Instead of seven tomorrow, I'll do nine to make up for the two I didn't. That is a trap. You will hurt, you will self-sabotage is the way I want to call that, because that's what it is. You'll do the nine and then, okay, I did the nine. It sucked. It sucked big ones. Tomorrow I'm going to do three and then I'm going to do whatever in addition to make up for it and just stacks. And it's a fine line. Just do the seven every day. That's your normal day. You know, you need to do five, but you need to retrain your brain like, no, I need to do seven every day. That's my new normal.
I this is why I love Amazon, dude. Honestly, like there could be I look back to the days where we couldn't send any inventory into Amazon for like 6 months and my paychecks basically stayed the same for 6 months. Amazon, as long as you're consistent, right? Because what Johnny's saying is right. Some people have quotas. My quota is whatever I can find for the week is my quota, right? Like I can only get what what I can find. I can't magically be like, I'm going to send 1,000 units a week. Well, what happens if Mike rolls out to the thrift stores and Johnny's already been there, right? Like, I'm left with Nora Roberts and Fabio books, right? Like, I can't say I'm going to send X amount of units every single week because I don't know what the stores are going to have. Some weeks it's 750, some weeks it's 200, but something's going out every single week. And in Amazon land, so for me to front load, I'll be straight up. I don't do no front loading work. Like, I wouldn't even know where to begin because if I get it in this week, it goes out this week. But the caveat to that is I've been consistent over the past year, year and a half of sending in inventory. That my inventory levels over 5,000 is going to allow me to continue to get sales if I go away, if I decide to travel to Japan for a month or 2 months, whatever that may be, I'm still going to get paid from Amazon. So it's a little bit different. I think the caveat in Amazon is you need to grow your inventory levels. And that's not easy, especially if you're doing this part-time because you're selling as much as you're sending sometimes. So it's harder to grow your inventory levels. But I do think there's really no way to prepare in Amazon land besides having a large volume of inventory already at the warehouses. Because if you get it this week, get it out this week or get it out next week, right? There's no like having a box listed and waiting to send it in. You just send it in right away. It's going to sell regardless. So there's no point kind of holding it back. Now, I will say this, when I'm sick and I got stuff sitting on my floor over here that needs to go out this week, I'm not feeling up to it. I mean, Johnny's going to sit there till next week, but that's only like a week leeway. Now, if it was something where I was traveling or I was hurt, then I just got to kind of pick and choose my spots to get that box done in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Or if I'm traveling, then it all needs to be gone before I leave. It's just the Amazon benefit of not having to pack and ship and deal with any customers is like, it's amazing. It's one of the main reasons I even got into it is because I never had to deal with another customer or pack another order in my life. But yet again, I'm sitting here saying this because I have 5,000 pieces in inventory. So if I decide not to send stuff for a month or two, I'm going to be A-okay, right? You're really not going to see that dip probably for 3 to 6 months if you have a high level of inventory. Now, if you're the person that's got 500 and you're sending 50, 100 a week, like, of course, then you're going to feel that pretty much instantly the next week of you not sending stuff because you're used to seeing that growth pattern. And you're like, wait a minute, I'm not selling. Well, it's because you're not sending.
Right, exactly. And going back to our guy here who does 6 weeks on, 2 weeks off, essentially. I mean, he does the 2 weeks extra ahead of his time. So I think he's doing like a box a day. So basically, he needs to do 14 extra boxes in that 6 weeks. And he's A-okay. He knows that. So he does, I forget his exact formula he does, but he does the 14 plus the one box a day for 6 weeks, essentially. So 42 plus 14. So it's math. There you go. People calculators can quote and comment. That'd be fun to see. He does that amount of boxes in 6 weeks. And if you're a bigger seller, that's nothing to you, right? But he's more of a, well, I'm older in life. I'm taking vacations with my wife. This is what I need to do that. And he does exactly that. No more, no less. It's the same thing every day. Just like the analogy of the person I mentioned starting early on, instead of five, they're doing seven every day, right? They're just compounding it, and it's just in their regular every day. And after a while, I'm gonna say 30 days. After a while, the 30 days, once you do that, it's just normal. It doesn't feel like you're doing more than anything else. Because when you're tacking on the extras starting on, it feels like you're working more than you need to. It will. But after 30 days, it's just going to be your new normal. And it's not going to impact you like that mentally. Like, you're not going to be jaded at the computer screen. You're just going to do the job, actually.
If, all right, I got it. This is a good one. I just came up with this off the top of my head. If reselling platforms gave resellers a paid week of sick and vacation time, I'm going to say 95% of them are taking it immediately.
That sounds right.
And I think that literally,
Or they're giving themselves 3-day weekends for a while.
I think that literally sums up everything we talked about because we just work, we just work, we just work, we just work. But if somebody's willing to pay you, it doesn't even, you don't got to take it immediately. You got it for the next year. I still think 95% of resellers are taking it immediately because we get burnt out and we just try to keep going and we keep going and we keep going. And you need time for yourself. And there's ways where you still can grow your business while stepping away from it, right? Like that's the whole point of this, right? And that kind of relates back to, if you're part-time, like, are we listing quality stuff, right? Of course your life's going to be miserable if you're listing 10 items a day and they're all worth under $10, right? Like, of course your life's going to suck reselling, regardless whether you're sick, whether you're losing arm, whether you're locked up abroad, whether you go missing. Your life sucks already because you're not making no damn money, right? So it all translates. It's a full circle of reselling life here we're talking about. It's not just Johnny can't lift for the week. It's, well, Johnny, yeah. Like
Lifting Simba, the circle of life. There you go.
yeah, that's it, dude. It's so much more than just you being sick or hurting yourself. It's what does your business look like, right? What type of quality items are you listing? Are you making any money? Because I'll tell you what, if I'm listing five a day, Johnny, and five a day are selling, guess who's motivated every morning to get up and list five items a day? Every single reseller in the
That is
history.
probably the key point. List items that sell. There you go.
Dude, somehow we always wind back up here just trying to convince people to list quality items and sell them, right? And this holds true right in the situation we're talking about. You're going to be more motivated to do two extra a day when you're selling five a day, right? Like you hear the stupid cha-ching that you eBay sellers have on your phones. That dopamine hit for the next hour, you'll list for the next hour straight after you hear one of
It
those
makes you
cha-chings.
feel good. It's eBay patting you on the back. You did a good job, seller. Good job. Ka-ching sound. Good job, seller.
Dude, it's tough, man. It is real, and
We get no
I've
ka-chings at Amazon.
and think about this, right? I mean, me and you, we're just two dudes. I got cats. Maybe you got a pet iguana or a Texas rattlesnake. I don't know what the hell you got down there, but like there's people out there that have kids, have family commitments, taking care of sick loved ones, right? Like these people find a way to make it work. But somewhere along the lines, people that don't have these commitments do wind up getting sick or do wind up throwing out their back. And like it's the end of times. And meanwhile, these people are like, I got a family of 30. I'm over here feeding, cleaning every single day. And I still have a profitable business because they're sourcing good quality items and they're actually selling their stuff, right? That's what motivates the part-timers. So it's kind of like good on those people. That's all I can say. Good on those people that have all the commitments that others don't have and still find a way to get it done and are still out there getting results. And I'll tell you right now, there's lots of them, a lot more than we think there are. Basically, most of my one-on-ones now are people that want to make between 3 and 6 grand a month on Amazon while maintaining a household, having a full-time job so they can pay off debt, invest in retirement, or do whatever they want to do with their money. Those people are the hustlers out there. And I'll tell you, they're getting the results because, listen, that's just them. That's their embodiment of always having to do. And the downfall is if you don't have the commitments, right? Like me and Johnny, just like, yo, Johnny, like, hey, we're taking off the next 3 months, and me and you, we're both gonna start playing Call of Duty full time, right? Like we're gonna be covered in Cheeto dust because, right? Johnny's like, I'm gonna text Johnny after this and be like, yo, you got 60 days in a draft bank? Like, you trying to hop on Call of Duty for the next 60 days? And Johnny's like, let's go. I'm going to buy the Mountain Dew right now. It's a
Yeah.
slippery slope when you have those 3 days. Like I was talking about, like, oh, it's nice. I want to take the day off. Well, it's also, you can just be like, I don't feel like working today and take the day off.
I know this lady. She has four brick and mortars. Runs a gigantic eBay store, picks her kids up from school, takes them to all her sporting events, and bosses her husband around to do things at their brick and mortars. She is literally Superwoman, in my opinion, doing all of that. And I'll see her on the call. She's in the minivan. She's got kids in the back, but she still attends calls. In addition to that, she puts in the education time in addition to running this s absorbent operation, both family and business-wise. Like running kids around, three of them, that's a hard task for me to even think about. But yeah, I mean, there literally is no excuses other than the fact of you need to put in the legwork to figure out how to cram it all in. If you got a tight schedule, like you part-time people, maybe you're still working a full-time job and you're not retired, you're doing this part-time, you can still source. The answer isn't necessarily pallets. It may be pallets. That seems to be the easiest default answer people initially go to, but it doesn't have to be. There are plenty of part-time people who do not do pallet life. And pallet life is a rough life, in my opinion. They do the cherry picking life and they're successful at it because they figure out how. Maybe they'll do something on their lunch break or their one day off a week. They don't really treat as a day off, they clock in for business number two, which is their reselling business. Or they'll source online, where so they got 15 minutes to go shopping and strolling and find things they can flip easy. There's always a way. There really is no excuses in this outside of you need to do the prep work to make it work. How do you make it work? Put your scenario down and figure out, okay, stare at it for hours if you need to. Ask for some help. Like, how do I cram my reselling business into my current life?
The part-timers value their time more than the full-timers, and the part-timers that are successful are making a ridiculous amount of money, and that's why they're willing to go to the job for 40 hours a week, take care of the kids and husband for another 80 hours a week, and still somehow find a way to squeeze in reselling for 10 hours a week. It's because they value their damn time more than any of us. They want to make the most bang for their buck because they don't have the time. They're not going to keep doing this if they're not making money. That's why you always see part-timers go away. It's because you just spin your tires on low-value stuff that doesn't sell. You never make no money, of course. Why are you going to waste a little bit of time you have? But the ones that you see getting the results and the ones I talk to are actually making money, and they are calculated with exactly when they're going to spend their time and the type of items they're willing to buy to resell, because they know my time is super valuable. I can't waste it. I only have so many hours in a week. I'm already pulled in a million different directions. That's all it really kind of separates the winners from the losers, is getting the good stuff and making money. Because when you're making money, you're always going to be more motivated to go. I want everybody to go back to that first month or two of them when they first started reselling. And you go in and you find the item for $5 or $10 or the book for 50 cents that you can sell for 100x, right? Like, you've never been more motivated in your whole life to go to the next thrift store, right? Like, get that mindset back in, right? Get a little bit more picky if you don't have the time. Get a lot more picky if you don't have the time, right? It just means you're doing less work. You're not sending in the $2 profit DVDs no more, right? You're only sending in the 10 to 15 to $20 profit stuff. You leave more items behind, but the items you get are quality and they're going to sell. And get this, it's less work and you make more money at the end of the day. The only people that should be chasing this 2 to 6, even $2 to $8 profit stuff is really us full-timers that are out there that want to do, well over six figures a year in sales. If you're just looking to make an extra 2 grand, 5 grand a month, you don't have to chase the $2 junk, right? Get picky with it. Get better sources.
All right, and here's one for you. When I was first starting reselling, I was running two other businesses. I was doing anywhere between 100 to 120 hours a week and listing 20 items a day on eBay. I found a way. It was not great, but I found a way to make it work, and I did that every day until I left both of those companies. And then when I could do it full time, there was that honeymoon period for like 2 months. Because when I was doing it with my other jobs, I was so motivated, like he was saying, to get to my reselling business because that was the fun business, right? That was the exciting business. But I will let you know, if you transition to full time, the honeymoon period's about 2 to 3 months probably, and then it's just like everything else. You're in the new normal. It is work. It is enjoyable work still to me to this day, but I don't have that, I don't know, heartsy Skittles falling from rainbows, unicorns running across the screen moments anymore, like I once did. And I realized that I get excited very rarely these days. Instead of the $100 book, what really gets my warms the cockles of my heart are like $1,000 books. That because they don't happen that frequently. So the things that happen less frequently, those are the things that get me excited. So it's still there, it just doesn't come up as frequent, I'll say.
All right, I'm going to wrap this episode up here. You are going to get sick. You are going to hurt yourself somewhere along the way, especially if you're selling damn books because they are heavy. I live on the third floor. I've pulled my back many a times like Johnny has, and I make it a point now to stretch my back, and Johnny will every single time going forward. But you can prepare for these things, whether it's eBay or Amazon land. You can take steps financially and on the workload side of it to not have your business go away if you need to go away for a month, right? Like, maybe Johnny needs to get a whole new metal spine put in, right? And he's laid up for the next 6 months, right? Like, his Amazon
Agreed.
business is still going to make him sales. He's at least got 60 days of eBay drastic, but hey, if you just wanted to do one a day, the 60-day all of a sudden turns into 180 days. Prepare for these things. You can get through it, right? And if you're sick or if you need a mental health day, take it. I'm here to tell you to take it every single time. When the used book guy is sick, I'm the biggest baby. If the used book guy sees nice weather outside and he hasn't touched grass in a while, I'm going out there, I'm touching the grass, whatever it takes to kind of be in a great mindset. Johnny's smirking because Johnny has, is there even grass in Texas?
Yeah,
There's a
I
little bit. I
have
think
my lawn mowed, so yeah,
he
there's
goes out
grass.
to like the dirt sand parking lot he's got and he picks it up like one of those old Western movies and like lets it fall through his hand in slow motion. Anyway, we're out of here. Take time for yourself, prepare, and you will be A-okay. We'll talk to y'all in next week's episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Resellers Mindset Podcast. Today's full episode and all previous episodes are available to all YouTube members, along with the weekly Zoom call and private Discord. Head on over to youtube.com/theusedbookguy and consider joining for as little as $2.99 a month.